President Obama's plan to merge business and trade agencies to take place, he's going to need Congress's help. The president is asking Congress to reinstate his consolidation authority, something presidents had until Congress abolished it. That was back in 1984. Back then, John Marshall was at the state governmental, rather the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, and wrote the committee report on the president's power to merge agencies. He's currently co-founder of Government Transaction Services, and he joins us now with his perspective. Mr. Marshall, great to have you.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, so tell us what happened back in the 80s. How did this all develop in the first place?
Okay, well, let me just correct the record for a minute. I was at the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee in the mid-90s, which was the time when a similar proposal was launched to reorganize the trade agencies. But I wasn't there back when the reorganization authorities were taken away from the president.
Okay, so noted.
Yeah, but it was a very similar proposal and a very similar time given the political environment. In 1995, you'd had a Republican election that came in and took control after the 94 elections of both the House and the Senate, and a wave of young Turks, you might say, in the House, not unlike the Tea Party movement that we've had in this last year, wanting to dramatically reduce and downsize the scope of government. And that became manifest in proposals to abolish four cabinet agencies, one of which was the Department of Commerce. And that was the only one that actually went as far as creating a piece of legislation that had the possibility of becoming real. And that not only was going to eliminate the Department of Commerce, but reorganize the trade functions in a very similar form as has been proposed by President Obama. But that's kind of where the similarities end. The rest of the Obama proposal, as we understand it, and we don't understand all of it. It's a lot of the particulars are yet to be announced. But the Republican initiative in the 90s was eliminating a lot of functions and transferring others around to as the Commerce Department was dismantled. We don't yet know all the implications of the Obama proposal, but at least on the trade areas, it looks pretty similar.
So, Mr. Marshall, tell us, why is commerce such an easy target?
Well, it's always been a collection of cats and dogs that were kind of thrown together because there wasn't any other place to put them, where there was a broad mission with clearly aligned functions that fit under another more harmoniously designed cabinet department. So you have things like the Census Bureau and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, which is the Weather Bureau, and a bunch of trade functions and just all kinds of odds and ends, which are important missions and programs, but don't really have much to do with, don't really relate to each other. So it's kind of it's kind of a catch-all. And that made it a very easy target for the Republicans in 1995, 96 to go after. And it does house a number of trade functions which are similar and must be coordinated with other trade functions that are scattered in other parts of the government, which makes it a good opportunity to look for ways to pull those together into a more effective trade apparatus.
So it sounds like all of this talk about collaboration we've heard for the last 20 years, and the last few years it's been kind of joined by the Gov 2.0 talk, saying that people can work across agencies. Sounds like that really hasn't happened all that much.
Well, it happens in some areas, but it's not a panacea, and there is always can be an argument made for putting similar functions together, removing organizational barriers, digging down into the processes when you have overlapping and redundant functions, and looking for streamlining and cost savings opportunities, as well as performance improvements. And the proof will be in the pudding of this proposal to see if it goes into the processes and actually integrates and streamlines functions more effectively, or whether it is simply an exercise of redrawing boxes on an organization chart to create the appearance of synergies and streamlining, but really doesn't get the job done.
For the president to do this, he's got to get Congress to give him this consolidation authority, which a president hasn't had since the 1980s. People say it's unlikely, perhaps because of partisan politics, but perhaps also because of this constant tug of war between Congress and the executive branch. What do you see as are going to be the key challenges to getting this type of thing reinstated?
Well, that's always one of the key things, is getting the Congress and particularly the appropriations committees on board. And they're always jealously guarding their turf, and given this, you've got numerous committees. I haven't counted them, but if you look at all of the programs that are involved in this proposal, you've got the trade functions and all of commerce. Several committees and subcommittees of the appropriations committees. And so you've got to get a lot of consensus from those players to allow this to happen.
We're speaking with John Marshall. He's the co-founder of Government Transaction Services and former Senate staff member. And I think it's probably, and you can confirm this for me, but we often stand here and a lot of people knock Congress because of the jurisdictional structure that it has and the degree of involvement it has. But don't a lot of members actually genuinely care about the agencies that they're overseeing?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And some of these proposals in trade that have been around a long time have had pretty strong support across the board in bipartisan. There was one Trade Reorganization Act that was proposed in 1983 that was reported out of the Governmental Affairs Committee on a 13-3 vote, so it was very bipartisan. And another one in 1993 to create a trade department that was co-sponsored by Senators Roth and Dole on the Republican side, and Moynihan and Lieberman on the Democratic side, all very strong senators from both parties. So they can have bipartisan support, and with that kind of clout and seniority, oftentimes the appropriations committees can come along too. So it's not that, that they don't have the interest. It's making the case and showing a win-win.
So as a former insider, what sort of developments are you going to be looking for next, and what should we be watching for?
Well, what are the details of the proposal? And all we've seen are some pretty high-level discussions of it, and there's some aspects that don't seem to add up all that well. There's the proposal to elevate the Small Business Administration to cabinet status, or at least the administrator. But then also part of the Obama proposal is to move the SBA into this new Commerce Department. It hasn't been titled. We don't know what the title of the new department would be, but it apparently would have four main bureaus or mission areas of trade and investment, small business and economic development, technology and innovation, and statistics. So what happens to the Small Business Administrator if he or she becomes cabinet rank and then goes into this new department? That needs to be resolved. And then how do all of these pieces fit together? I think we're going to see some – there have been concerns raised on the trade side that a lot of the trade advocates don't want to see the trade functions subsumed below a cabinet status. What happens to the trade rep if that organization, which has always been viewed as kind of an exemplary case of an effective and efficient organization? It's lean and mean and highly effective. When it gets dropped into a larger cabinet level bureaucracy, can it operate? So in the past, we've seen some former trade reps and trade advocates support the idea of creating a trade agency, as the 1996 legislation did, as an independent agency, where it still has some room to operate. But as a large bureau within a mega agency like this new Commerce Department, we don't know if that's going to cut the muster. What's going to happen with NOAA? The proposal apparently is to send it over to Interior and integrate it with the other bureaus over there. That could be a pretty big change, and we haven't heard all the pros and cons of that move either. So there's the proposal is new. It doesn't look like it's been communicated in all of the detail that it needs to be, and we have no idea yet how Capitol Hill is going to react. And it's an election year, and we can't forget that either. So it's very likely that it won't be well received.
All right, it's going to be a lively session ahead. All right.